Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're finishing up Simon Shin Nun Hey, and this is page Reish Ches Amud Aleph. So we're just doing Se'if Hey tonight to finish up Simon Shin Nun Hey. So we learned in Simon Shin Nun Hey at the beginning that if you're filling up water from a boat, from somewhere other than a boat, off of a balcony, you need to make sure that there are mechitzos, actual mechitzos around the balcony in order to be able to fill up water. So what Se'if Hey is going to add is, what if there are two balconies and they're owned by two different people? So do you also need an Eruv between the balconies in order to be able, meaning picture it's like living in Venice or something. I've never been to Venice, but I'm assuming that the street in front of you is just water, meaning there is no sidewalk, there is no street. So outside of your window, that's what you're over. You're over waters. So you want to take a bucket and fill up water from the area beneath you. So even though the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat Mem Beis gives a summary of the sif before we actually read the sif, so it's a good idea to read the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Beis first. So he writes, "Avayir b'ktzara." I'll explain things briefly. Vuhu, to bais v'aliyah al gabaho medesetz lenar. You have an upstairs apartment and a downstairs apartment that are right on a river. V'yesh l'mekalachas gezustra boletes lidlos al yad amayim in anahar. And each of them have a porch that they use to go out on the porch in order to be able to draw water from the river below. Im ha'yuosim kalachon mechitzo sviva kedina mavor b'sif aliv. If each of those porches make a proper mechitza around the porch in order to like we learned in sif aliv, in order to be able to draw the water, then each one is able to draw water from the area beneath it, from the river beneath it, without any problem. They don't have to make an eruv with one another. But if, let's say, they only retrofitted one of these porches with a proper mechitza, so the two neighbors chipped in and together decided to put a proper mechitza around one of their porches, Bein le'eliona, bein le'tachtona, whether it's the upper porch or the lower porch, nechshavin kishnei anashim adorim b'chatzer achas. Now we consider them to be like two people who live in the same chatzer. V'asun shem lidl zerach gzusrahi kivin shorosh shem shalat asaleh. Now you need an eruv chatzeros. Neither one is allowed to draw water through that porch because the fact that rishus kind of belongs to their neighbor as well answers it for them. Im lo she'eruv b'neim, unless they make an eruv chatzeros. Ba'med dvar mamurim shesh. This is only if the distance between these two porches are less than four tfachim from each other, side to side. Up and down doesn't matter. But if they're more than four tfachim apart from each other, side to side, when the guy on the bottom porch is going to want to use the top porch in order to be able to draw his water, because the top porch is the only one that's fitted with a mechitza, he's going to have to chuck his bucket a distance, at least four tvachim, and v'tashish mufla kazen. Such an inconvenient type of usage of the top porch, ein chashav l'asrael chaveru, is not a chashav enough tashmish to make his ownership rights in the top porch problematic for the guy in the top porch. Av k'shelo eruv b'nein, even without an eruv, then they would not need an eruv. So now, with that backdrop, with that summary of everything we're about to learn, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you have two porches, one on top of the other, a little bit at a distance from one another, side by side, but less than four tvachim of distance side by side between one and the other. Now, how much of a distance is there in height between them? Doesn't matter. Whether they're within 10 tvachim of each other, so whether they're more than 10 amos apart from each other in terms of height. The height is immaterial. If they both chip in to make a mechitza on the upper porch, but they did no mechitza on the bottom porch, now they both have rights in the upper porch, and therefore they're going to need an eruv in order for either one of them to be able to use it. And certainly that's going to be the case if they both chipped in to make a mechitza on the bottom porch, that they're both going to not be allowed to use it unless they made an eruv between them. Because the bottom porch is even easier to use from the top porch than the top porch is from the bottom porch, right? Because you have a gravity on your side. So if the rights of the guy on the bottom porch to use the top porch are enough of a tashmish that we're going to say it's going to aser on the other guy, so certainly the rights of the guy in the top porch to use the bottom porch is enough of a tashmish. It's noach tashmish day. It's something that's pleasant enough to use that it's going to aser for the guy below. Let's see some Mishnah Brura. Mem Gimel Meshuchazu Ratzalom Rafila Meshucha V'Kol Shkeinu Med Zukenegazu B'Shava. The point is that even if they're at some distance side to side from one another, but especially if they're mamish aligned, one right next to the other, Ve'ina Rechoka DeBerechoka MiKenegdem Mesher Rechoka V'Kosal Arba Tvachim. If they're actually four Tvachim apart from one another, Shuv Lo Asri Adadi, then they would not answer on each other. Sheini Cholish Tamishal Eidiz V'Kesadli Ba'Avri Merachok Ve'Nu Chashuv Tashmish Lesar. Because the only way you're going to be able the guy in one porch is going to be able to use the other porch is by throwing his bucket some distance, and that's not a pleasant enough tashmish to be able to aser for the other guy. Yoser migova, we said, and I don't care how high it is, whether it's more than 10 amos, less than 10 tfachim, da gova lo kaptina, we don't care about the height over here. Av biduch rachal yidezel lishamish bedliyal yidezrikal amayla v'tashmish kasha. Now one might have said, misvara, I would think you do care about the height, because if the other porch is 10 amos higher than my porch, and the only way I'm allowed to get water is by throwing my bucket up to his porch, down the hole through the middle of his porch to the river, right? You would think that that's really not noach tashmishay. Kivin sheinu mishtamish derech avir baruch of chashiva tashmishay le'asar. For whatever reason, since it's not at a great distance from one another, side by side, it's considered a chashiva tashmish and a le'asar and the other guy. And certainly if they both chipped in to make the mechitza on the bottom porch, where it's even more convenient for the top guy to use the bottom porch than it is for the bottom guy to use the top porch, because he's got gravity on his side. So certainly they're going to require an eruv. Back into the Shulchan Aruch, Aval Kol Achas Men Shasal Vada Bishalah. But let's say they didn't chip in to make mechitzas. Each guy, I have my apartment, my porch, I made a mechitza. Then the fact that I have a neighbor is immaterial. It's totally irrelevant. And that he doesn't ask from me, I'm allowed to use my porch. And I don't care whether he made a mechitza around his porch or not. It's totally irrelevant to me. But not only that, even if the two of them together chipped in, they hired one contractor to come and build the mechitzos for both of their porches, and they just split the bill from that contractor, that's not considered a joint ownership of both porches. They did it with one contractor to make it more convenient, but each one is maintaining ownership of their own place. Even if one typically uses the other guy's porch during the weekday, he's still not going to ask on him. Because his porch really doesn't belong to me unless we actually have an explicit agreement that it does. Afilu lo asa, we said even if the one guy made a mechitza and the other one did not, they still don't asra one another. And certainly if they both made their own independent mechitzos to mataris kalachas shtamish gzusra shla b'li eruv. See, each guy is allowed to use his porch without an eruv. Achiesha omrim dekol zedafka bisha meshuchas gzusra zumizu vein shrichon l'shamish achas b'chaverta. However, this is only when they're side by side. But if it's built like a lot of buildings are built where one porch is directly on top of the other, where they're not scattered, it's mamish one on top of the other. So for the guy on the top porch to get water, he has to drop the bucket in the hole in the middle of the floor of his porch, and it's got to go down through the hole in the middle of the porch below. So he needs needs to be using his downstairs neighbor's porch in order for him to be able to get water. And you don't have 10 tefachim of distance in height between them. Then neither of them is allowed to be memali, neither of them is allowed to fill up water from beneath them. But we said if they both chipped in to hire a contractor to make the walls in both of their porches and they split the bill, they don't need an eruv. Even though we said that if they both chip in to fix one of the porches, now they're going to need an eruv. That's only if they both chipped in to fix one of the porches, but they didn't do anything to the second porch. But if they both chip in to make a mechitza on both of the porches, then each one is allowed to use their own. We assume each one is being mesalik themselves from their neighbor's property, because I got mine, I got my mechitza and my porch, I don't need yours. Why did they just split the bill and hire the same contractor and do it all b'shutfus? There must have been some reason. It must have been a buy one get one or whatever, you know. There must have been some deal that you got. Well, there must have been some reason, some tax reasons, I don't know. There must have been some reason that they had. Now, certainly, if one of these porches were fixed up with the shutfus of both neighbors, and the other one was fixed up purely by one of the neighbors, by the resident of that house, then all the more so, each one is allowed to just use their own porch without an eruv. Because then certainly each one is mesalik himself from the other one. I mean, even though I helped you pay for your fence, I don't care about your porch. I have my own porch. So my porch is perfectly good. So I have no interest in maintaining any rights in your property. And therefore, we're not going to need an eruv. So what we learned tonight is essentially that when you have two porches that are in apartments, one above the other, that border on the water, sometimes you're going to need an eruv. You're going to need an eruv whenever either one maintains a right in the other one's porch. But if they're ever misalik their rights from the other one's porch, how would they be misalik? Each one builds their own mechitzas, that would be a siluk, or they both chip in together to build both mechitzas, that would be a siluk. Then you don't even need an eruv. Each one could fill up the water from their own porches. The only exception would be, like we said before, is if they're directly one on top of the other. If they're directly one on top of the other, where the top guy needs to use the bottom porch, then you're going to require an eruv. And we also pointed out that you're not going to require an eruv if they're far enough apart, side by side from each other. They're more than four tefachim apart side by side, because then it's not noach tashmishte. It's not easy for one to use the other, so that kind of tashmish is not going to be significant enough to aser on the other fellow. Okay, but from tomorrow night we will begin Simin Shin Nun Vav with Si'if Aleph and Beis. Yeah, I guess we'll do Shin Nun Vav tomorrow. Okay, everyone have a good evening.